Hi, everybody. My name's Anthony Hines. For the last 40 plus years, I've been trying to help people with their career and help people with their job search. Fact of the matter is, I want everybody to succeed, and I want everybody to succeed greatly. And I want everybody to succeed without any type of limitation because I believe life is short, and I want to do everything I can to help everybody do well. There are many challenges in the world. There are many things that work against you in the world. I want to help you so that those challenges don't get in your way because I like to give you all kinds of ways to allow you to understand that you're a great success and you have the ability to present yourself as a package. And you have the ability to let people know how really, really solid you are in that whole premise of your professional life. Because the fact is, you've done great things. You've been great at your previous jobs. You've worked very hard in this job search process. You've done everything you can to make things work. And you also are doing what you can to get the next great opportunity. You're working very hard. Don't be dismissing that. Don't be downplaying that. The fact is, humility gets in your way in this process because you don't always think about how much you've done and you don't think about how much you've accomplished and how much you've improved yourself and how much you've been better and how much you've worked hard and the like, because you're so focused on getting the job that you're worried about everything, and you don't focus on how many good things you've done in this process, right? We talked a little bit about the fact that this is the premise of the job search is that it's a canvas. You begin with an empty canvas, but as you develop yourself and you apply for jobs and you meet people and you build your profile and you do your resume and make yourself better, you improve that canvas, right? You make that canvas work for you. You create an art, a piece of art. And that's what you do because of the fact that you work so hard at this. You've created something that should never be discounted. That's why I say humility is the enemy of that. Okay? Humility is the enemy because you're downplaying all the hard work you've done. You want to be proud of all the hard work you've done. You want to be proud of all the efforts you've put in. You want to be proud of how many times you've replaced anxiety with action. You want to be proud of all of the times that you stuck with it and the challenges and the like. You want to be proud of all that. Because the fact of the matter is, it's a fact, isn't it? It's all a fact. And for you to not for you to not bring that out or to see that for all the hard work you've done and to see and value it, you're discounting it. It's part of the premise of humility. Stop being humble. Okay? Be proud of your work. Present it. Confident. Bring it out. Because those are the people that get hired. Those are the confident people are the people that get hired. The people that can project themselves are the people that get hired. If you don't project yourself about your own greatness and how good you are, if you don't project yourself, somebody else is going to project themselves about their own greatness. And they're going to get in front of you. You built a canvas. You've developed yourself. You've become better. You've taken education. You've had informational interviews. You've done mock interviews probably. You've done a lot of things that have been better, things you never would have done if you were working, but you've done a lot of these things. So don't be discounting that. Right? Do not allow humility to get in the way, because the fact is, if you've done great things, let the world know. You know why? Because you've done them. This is not rocket science, everyone. Okay? The way you get a job is understanding. You're only looking for one company to take a chance on you. Okay? It doesn't mean that you have to downplay your own accomplishment. It doesn't mean that you need to wait for someone to discover you. Those days, it's not about that. It's about you projecting your own great confidence, you projecting your own skills, you projecting your accomplishments, and being able to do that all the time, and being able to do it naturally. Because the fact is, if you don't project your confidence skills, if you don't project why you're great, if you don't project why you're the best candidate, who's going to do it? Who's going to do that? So the fact is, it's on you to make sure you do that, right? And that's why it's nothing to be afraid of. It's nothing to be negative about. It's nothing to worry about. It's nothing to have anxiety over. It's all about you. It's all about understanding that the person you project and the person that's confident, you go to Toastmasters, you learn how to speak, you use the whiteboard in interviews, you get up and you go and you show people and you show them why you're the best candidate. These are the things to help you get the job. Don't be sitting back. Again, interviews are a conversation. Understand that, you're going to provide value to them too, to the job too. You're going to show the hiring manager that you're the best candidate for the job. It's up to you to do it, not anybody else. But you got to believe in yourself. So the fact of the matter is, there's no reason for you not to believe in yourself, right? There's no reason for you to not be the best person you can be. There's no reason for you to be afraid. There's no reason for you to ever question yourself. Because you know what? You're great. And sometimes it gets in the way because you lose your confidence and you didn't get a job sometimes. You go to the finals, you don't get it. I get it. I understand that. I see how these things can get in your way. I get it. I understand it. But the fact is, you have to persevere and show people that you are the greatest, that you are the best, and you're the person that's going to make it happen. Always be the one that controls your own destiny. You're not waiting for other people. You're not waiting for other people to set your course. You're the one that's going to do it. Because you've done it before. You've been great in other jobs. You've been successful. You've beaten challenges personally and professionally. You've been the person. You've come through. You've done it. You've been awesome. Why not now? It's just another stage in life. You're going to do it. You're going to be great, but you got to work through it and you got to show the priority and never forget. The only thing that you're looking for is one company to give you a chance. Doesn't matter how many applications, one company. Interviews are a conversation. You're looking for one company. Remember, humility is the enemy of the job seeker. Be confident in yourself, show the world. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.